It pays to invest wisely. Find out the best investment strategy for life in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. From time to time, I hear reports of people who sell baseball cards for thousands of dollars. People check their collections to be sure they don't have a copy of the same card. I've never had that problem. I never kept my baseball cards. I just wanted the gum. Not exactly a far-sighted investment. My 15 cents lasted as long as the flavor of what was admittedly some pretty terrible chewing gum. Some other guy is taking his family to Hawaii because he kept his Mickey Mantle rookie card. It pays to invest wisely. Peter describes the greatest investment of all in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. There the Bible says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Peter describes a fireproof faith. The recipients of his letter were facing tremendous persecution. They had lost their homes, their families, their freedom. Some of them even had lost their lives. However, they would never lose what Peter describes as the glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Everyone wants the gold, nobody wants the fire. Peter no doubt remembered Jesus' promise to those who face suffering for his sake. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." That's a lot of rejoicing and a lot of suffering. What's going on here? It's not that suffering brings joy. Believers aren't masochists. We do, however, have a very different perspective. What Peter knew and what Jesus wants you to know is that when you know Christ, not only are you going to make it through the journey, you're going to make it with joy. Sometimes that's hard to see. It's hard to see joy when times are difficult. It's like looking at the stars. My dad tried to show me the planet Saturn one night, but I just didn't get it. All of the stars and planets looked alike to me. He kept telling me it was the bright-looking light just above the horizon, but I saw a lot of stars above the horizon. The more I looked, the more frustrated I became. So one day my dad bought a telescope. Then we went out in the backyard and he focused on that light in the sky that he knew was the planet Saturn. I just thought it was another star, but he called me over to take a look, and sure enough, as I looked through the telescope, I saw it. The planet Saturn, rings and all. I could even make out a couple of faint moons circling around the planet. I wanted to see more, so my dad showed me Jupiter, and then Venus, and then the craters on the moon. The more I saw, the more I wanted to see. That's the perspective we have as believers. When we're separated from God in sin, we can't see it. But when God cleanses us and makes us whole, when the blinders come off our eyes and we can see what you can only see when you know Christ, the more we see, the more we want to see. The more we know the joy of the Lord, the more joy of the Lord we want to know. And the world can't take that away. In fact, the more this world tries to take that joy away, the more we grow. Because every time that happens, the Lord takes us through that difficult time, proving our faith. How many times in your life can you look back and see how the Lord was with you each step of the way? Take a good look and then look forward. Jesus is going to be there too. You can find joy today and hope for tomorrow. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.